I am Brian Curtis. You are listening to the KHSU Magazine, and I am joined now in the studio by Holly James, Zoe Clark, and Jennifer Tato from the Arcata Art Institute. How's it going, y'all?
Great.
Really well.
Pretty chill.
All right. Those are all favorable responses. Everybody up here is feeling good, looking good, and we are here to talk about... we're here to talk about Urinetown.
The musical! Can't forget that part.
Oh, I did forget that part. I guess you can't forget what you don't know. I didn't know I had to say the whole thing.
Oh, it's okay.
You always got to say the full thing.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's more dramatic.
This is a valuable lesson. I've been doing this for a year, and no one told me that before. So from now on, I'm going to say the whole thing when I'm talking about plays, musicals, shows.
Perfect. Good plan.
All right. So who... wants to sort of lead the charge with an overview. Zoe, tell us what's up.
Okay, so Urinetown takes place in this dystopian society where water is scarce and they have been in a 20-year drought. And naturally with the drought, there's a lack of water. So the citizens of this dystopian town have to pay to use the restroom. Don't think there's much more to it.
Well, I mean, you also have to mention the fact that the... place controlling where citizens pay is a large monopolizing corporation. So therein comes in the political part of the satire where it makes fun of corporations and how they rule.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a pretty funny premise for a show. But what I have read of it sounds like it is beneath the surface of this sort of ludicrous proposal is actually a very insightful and biting socio-political satire that comes up against government overreach, corporate overreach, all sorts of things. So I was wondering if you could just sort of enumerate some of the issues that it tackles and how they feel especially timely to you.
Well, not only does it tackle like the corporate side, it also has the environmental side of it, there not being enough water. And that, unfortunately, is very relevant to our times as places like LA are running out of water, and we have to figure out what we need to do to conserve the water that we do have, because water doesn't just come out of nowhere. Like, there's a whole cycle. You learn about it in biology.
Yeah, watch out for that tinkle tax coming to Southern California. This could be a very prescient show, a glimpse of a scary future.
And there's also Cape Town, Africa, where this idea is also becoming a reality. Cape Town, they're running out of water in the next year, I think.
They have to take like 30-second showers.
90 seconds.
Yeah. All right. And people I know have been going out into the environment and having to rely on that to do their business just because there simply is enough water to go in the public restroom or to go and like take a shower. So they have to go into the environment to seek it, which destroys an environment. Mm-hmm.
So to the end of kind of promoting the environmental consequences that the show deals with, you've also partnered with some local nonprofits, I understand, who are going to be providing information on the relevant topics sort of in the lobby of the play. Yeah. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, we have a presentation from the Engineers Without Borders, a nonprofit group dedicated to helping people throughout the world with engineering projects. And then we also have a display of projects done by our own AI students that are related to water conservation and water.
So forgive my ignorance, is the Arcata Art Institute sort of a sub-school within Arcata High? Is it an extracurricular program? What's the deal?
I think it's kind of a extracurricular school sub-school. It's a combination of different art classes. You have your visual arts, your media arts, your musical arts, and your theatrical arts. So it's a really good opportunity giving place to learn how you could get into using an art that you love as an career opportunity.
That's so awesome. So is the play sort of an outgrowth of a particular class, or is it extracurricular?
Well, it's all of Arcata High and Six Rivers can audition to be in the show, but it is the AI theater class that does things such as the publicity for the show, the set, the costume design, and the props. And it's just the theater class comes together and sets all these things up, and the actors aren't necessarily, they don't have to be an AAI, but they can be. And it's all just contributing.
Are students behind, like, the directing and the choreography and the adaptation as well?
No. Our director overall is Melanie Zapper, and she is also doing our choreography. And then our co-director and musical director is Joe Kazelka.
All right. Yeah. So, good crew all coming together. Let's talk a little bit more about sort of the show in general and your particular roles and the show itself in the performance, and also just kind of helping it come together. As I understand, Holly, you did a lot more on the technical side of things. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I chose to work tech for this show. I'm going to be running the follow spot, so that'll be pinpointing on your, like, main character on stage.
All right, yeah. So you are the main beam of light is in your hands.
Yeah, the one that, like, focuses in on.
But you were saying you're passionate about theater from kind of all aspects. You like watching it, you like participating.
I love everything about theater, and I think that's one of the reasons why I choose the follow spot. I'm up in the booth at the back of the theater, so I get to watch the show while I do my job, which is an extra bonus.
How did your love for theater come about?
I think I really just enjoy stories and find that theater's just an excellent way to tell those stories.
Hear, hear. Zoe, tell us a little bit about how you came to be involved and what your role is in the performance.
So I've loved theater. It's like it's been an outlet for me since seventh grade when I realized this was somewhere where I could go and just be something else and express myself. So in the show, I play a police officer and I'm a sidekick. And my name's Officer Beryl. And I'm just kind of like a comedic little goof off who can't seem to really do much right. And I don't really know what else to say about my character. It's one of the funniest roles I've gotten to play, and I just enjoy it a lot.
That's a great thing to say. Hype it up. Hype that humor.
It's a good show.
It's a really comedic show.
As I understand, Officer Beryl, you are the sidekick of Officer Lockstock.
I am.
Yeah. I did a little reading before this one, learning things. Jenna, what about you?
I actually am Officer Lockstock.
Are you?
So you said that you guys serve as sort of the narrative.
Well, specifically, I serve, and along with Lydia Gomes, who serves as my fellow, like the poor voice
narrator
as Little
in
Sally.
Training.
She bounces ideas off of me and is like the naive little voice of essentially kind of an audience member who's just very confused and doesn't understand why this is a show and why it's focusing on what it does.
I think that's a great role to have, because the premise of this show, when you first hear it, sounds so ludicrous. And I think this show, just the trajectory as it came about in its production, from first sort of barely being able to find production to then debuting at the Fringe Festival in New York City, like double off-Broadway, and then it kind of leveled up to off-Broadway. Then it made it to Broadway, won 3 Tony Awards, went all the way around the world. All of this sort of like seemingly ludicrous premises.
Well, I think, sorry to interrupt. The good thing about the show is it knows it has all the odds against it with its title and like its storyline. So it doesn't shy away from that fact, and it acknowledges, yeah, this show's a ridiculous show, but it's funny, it's a satire, and it touches on issues most people step over or ignore in our society. And so it's just a very well-done show where they acknowledge the fact that it's a premise so absurd, and they wonder why people would want to see it, but they still carry the storyline.
I think that's great for Arcata, because one of the sort of overarching themes throughout the local culture around here is an embracing of the absurd, especially when paired with social consciousness. So I think it ought to be a good 1-2 punch. You guys found something that's going to be a real good fit for the local audience.
I think it's an excellent fit.
In addition to sort of being socio-political satire, as you were sort of hinting at, the show also satirizes the musical form itself. It's a musical that pokes fun at the musical theater form.
Absolutely.
It's entirely. Pretty hilarious.
It parodies other songs from musicals.
Like what are Les some Mis. Of the ones? Okay.
Les Miserables, in case no one knows what Les Mis is. And West Side Story.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of, like, twitchy jazz and stuff, like the finger, the famous snapping, yes. things like
the
that.
The snap dance.
We have a red flag from Les Miserables.
Yeah.
So kind of a pastiche. It sounds like it's got a little something for everyone. Let's get down to the nitty gritty and tell people when and where and how they can come see it.
All right. So it's going to be taking place at the Arcata High Fine Arts Building, which is the big cube right by Arcata, or right by the high school. And our opening night is March 29th, this Thursday. And we actually have a special for opening night where student tickets are $5 and general tickets are $10. All other nights, which are Friday, March 30th, and Saturday at 2 p.m. Friday, March 30th at 7 p.m., and as well with the opening night, yeah. is also at 7. And Saturday at 2 p.m., the ticket prices for those days is $12 for students and $15 for general.
And then it's also shown next weekend, too,
yes,
right?
April 5th and 6th at 7 o'clock. Those are a Thursday and a Friday.
Awesome. And are there places to go online, or is it just sort of show up at the door and wave your money around?
Both?
It's both. I believe there are tickets on sale at Wildberries, and as well as obviously the days that the shows are airing. And then we also have a website. And do you want to tell them how they can find it, Zoe?
You can go to www.tinyurl.com/AAIUrinTown.
Or if you're too lazy to type all that in, you can just look up AAIUrinTown and
it'll pop up.
Probably also type in Arcata High to specify it even more, just in case Google doesn't know.
Y'all know what to do. AAI, you're in town. Holly James, Zoe Clark, and Jennifer Tato, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.